For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. White supremacist propaganda sprinkled around Charlottesville neighborhoods this week. Some Democrats in the General Assembly are calling on the governor to hit the brakes on the Atlantic Coast and Mountain Valley pipelines. And could the answer for Puerto Rico be solar power? A local benefit concert is raising money toward that end. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, April 19th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Some Charlottesville residents say that white supremacist propaganda was left in their yards and driveways Tuesday night. The Daily Progress reports that some of the messages left in the North Downtown and Locust Grove neighborhoods featured a quote from Confederate General Stonewall Jackson, who prior to the Civil War predicted the possibility of war, encouraging Southerners to be ready to, quote, draw the sword. The flyers, which were delivered in Ziploc bags weighed down with stones, also said, "It's okay to be white." A spokesman for the Charlottesville Police Department said police do not have any suspects and that the flyers were found on St. Clair Avenue, Pear Tree Lane, St. Charles Court, and St. Charles Avenue. Charlottesville gained international attention last August when a rally of white supremacists turned violent and a counter-protester and two state police officers were killed. State police confirmed that the pilot killed in a small plane crash in Crozet Sunday night was Kent D. Carr of Stanton. Carr was the only occupant of the twin-engine Cessna when it crashed around 9 p.m. Sunday near Sadie Hollow, about 12 miles west of Charlottesville. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. At the time, a local tornado warning had just been lifted. According to the news leader in Stanton, first responders reported an extensive debris field around the crash, along with a fire. According to his obituary, Carr was an avid pilot and died, quote, while flying home. More than a dozen Democratic lawmakers are calling on Governor Ralph Northam and the Department of Environmental Quality to impose additional review and stricter environmental regulation on the proposed Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast pipelines. From partner station WCVE, Craig Carper reports.
The Democrats want an on-the-ground, stream-by-stream analysis of all water crossings for the pipelines. They also want greater property rights protections for landowners and the additional regulation of tree cutting along the routes. Finally, they want the public comment period on the Mountain Valley pipeline extended. Democratic Senator John Edwards of Roanoke.
If you have an earthquake, and we've had earthquakes in this area, and a spark, you're going to have the biggest explosion and forest fire you can ever imagine. That's a public safety issue.
Legislation to enact some of these requests failed in the Republican-controlled General Assembly this year. A statement from Dominion Energy says efforts to delay the Atlantic Coast pipeline will raise utility rates, hurt consumers and the economy, and waste taxpayer dollars.
In Richmond, Craig Carper, WMRA News.
Virginia's House of Delegates met Wednesday for a veto session. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, lawmakers tried to override only one of Governor Ralph Northam's vetoes.
The single measure that came up for a vote was a bill to prevent sanctuary cities. It was one of only 10 the governor vetoed. Democratic Delegate Alfonso Lopez of Northern Virginia spoke in favor of the veto on the House floor.
The fear in my community and across the Commonwealth is real. Immigrants are avoiding police for fear that their contact might lead to deportation of a loved one.
Governor Northam says the bill could have a negative impact on public safety, but Republican Delegate Ben Klein, who represents Lexington, disagrees.
Well, you know what actually has a negative impact on public safety? Not enforcing the law.
The vote fell along party lines, but with greatly diminished power, Republicans failed to override the veto. They also opted not to fight back against any others. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally, as some Puerto Rico residents struggle to recover from last year's hurricanes Irma and Maria, a group of concerned citizens in Harrisonburg are hoping to fight climate change through humanitarian action with a benefit concert on Friday. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz reports.
The evening of live music, dancing, refreshments, and information about relief work will benefit the development of solar energy microgrids through the Solar Libre and Resilient Power Puerto Rico projects.
A lot of the folks down there believe that microgrid of solar power is an ideal solution.
Karen Lee is part of the organizing group, which formed after a climate change class through JMU's Lifelong Learning Institute last fall.
It is an opportunity, since they've lost everything else, for them to be self-sufficient.
The concert will include performances by Doug Hendren, whose songs include Solar Spill from his album A Little Climate Music.
The day that solar power started spilling everywhere.
And Trudy Cole and Bobby Driver.
Now you don't have to.
And the evening will conclude with music from Trio Enka and some salsa dancing, performance, and instruction. The Donate What You Can concert is sponsored by 8 local organizations and is 7 to 9 p.m. Friday at Community Mennonite Church in Harrisonburg. More information is at WMRA.org.
Who's gonna pay the bill for us all?
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.